Good morning. So, why did McDonald's put the term Communist China in quotation marks when it labeled our proposal in the proxy statement? Does McDonald's not believe China is truly communist? Or are company officials just signaling to the Chinese Communist Party that our proposal wasn't their idea so McDonald's won't lose access to the country or be punished by Chairman Xi? It's amazing what dictatorial regimes can do to make a so-called capitalist corporation do to protect its profits and to shield communists. To make a comparison, I don't recall McDonald's putting the term Black Lives Matter in quotation marks in any of its materials when the so-called movement was looting and burning down our major cities a couple of years ago. Now we see that the main grifters of that movement, the BLM Global Network Foundation, has burned through tens of millions of dollars from donations, much of it from corporations. BLM now borders on insolvency, according to reports earlier this week, after the co-founder bought mansions in wealthy neighborhoods and funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to friends and family members. Meanwhile, a city like McDonald's, home of Chicago, is left in tatters and may very well be the murder capital of the U.S. Virtue signaling to buy off the defund the police crazies has a cost. Last year, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski raised concerns about the conditions of stores, employee safety, and being able to recruit staff at the Windy City headquarters. This is what corporations like McDonald's reap when they demonize law enforcement with a broad brush, like when it said, quote, "We stand for victims of systemic oppression and violence," end quote. Why is McDonald's so bold to stand up to phony systemic racism among law enforcement in the US, but refuses to honestly identify the oppressive and genocidal nation of China as communist? Such evasion is why we'd like more disclosures about the company's risks of doing business in China. Please vote for Proposal 7.